It's time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, and yes, we're back again. The time is 11:16. And I was just thinking again, I've mentioned it several times, that I had put speakers up in top of the courthouse dome, and they were angled down to cover the entire downtown area and play Christmas music. The people on the second floor of the courthouse had a 45 RPM record player. It was automatic, you know. I mean, it would drop, you know, you wouldn't remember this unless you're old. But even the 45 RPM players were automatic to a certain extent. They would drop the record down, and I don't know how many they dropped before you had to just take them off and put on a whole new selection. But anyhow, they played from the second floor of the courthouse Christmas music all through the Christmas season, and it sounded so nice. Are they playing any Christmas music now? I don't know. I haven't been downtown at night to see the lights. I take it the white snowflakes are still around. You see them up. I haven't seen them lit up. But things are changing always. Okay, we have a caller. Good morning, caller.
I was just wondering, I just got our new copy of the Town Crier, and in there, there's a full-page advertisement for the Coats for Christmas that they usually give away.
Oh, that's right, yes.
It's going to be this Saturday, but what I noticed was it's not at Tri-Rivers like it has always been. It's at the Marian Nazarene Church on West Church Street. So if you were planning on going, or if you need a coat or a hat or gloves, it says doors open at 8 o'clock. And it will be at the Marian Nazarene this Saturday on West Church Street.
Well, boy, that's good information. I'm glad you called, because there are people needing those things.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a Nazarene church, and the hours again?
Starts at 8 o'clock, and it goes until they're gone.
Okay.
So sometime in the afternoon, probably. Says they're going to have free chocolate and also pictures with Santa.
Well, that's good. Good to hear.
Yes.
A good touch of Christmas going on there at Nazarene.
Yes.
Great.
Yes, it was nice of them to use their facility, but I didn't know it had moved. You know,
yeah,
now that we don't have too much local information.
Since WMRN.
It does. Yes.
Yeah. It used to be all those, you know, Kimmel Cleaners.
Yes.
And all these other places had, things change.
Yes, yes. So there's one of the new changes. So don't go to Tri-Rivers.
Okay.
Nazarene Church.
Hey, I remember I was one of the people that broadcast from Tri-Rivers years ago. And I once saw a man come in, and he looked like he had been anywhere but a clean place.
Right.
He took off his coat and hung it up and put on a new one.
Well, good. That's what it's there for.
I guess so. Yes. I just wonder if the person that got his coat knew what they were.
There could have been something in the pocket.
I get to see it now. I smell something.
Right. Right.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
So this Saturday, 8 a.m. starts.
And you know what we're trying to find out, too, whether the Y-Men selling Christmas trees.
They are selling the Christmas trees. I have driven past there.
Oh, really?
Their stock is is going down. I cannot tell you the hours, though I do know that they're usually more in the afternoons.
Okay. Are they behind Jersey?
Exactly.
Oh.
Where they had been for many years.
Well, see, you're the first person that was able to inform us about that.
Well, it is there.
Okay.
I don't know for how long, because they quit before Christmas. But,
right.
But they are there now.
Hey, thank you so
much.
Alrighty. All right.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Well, there you have the answer. The Y-Men selling Christmas trees behind Jersey at the same old location they were always at. Okay, and then that fact at the Nazarene Church, that was good, the information there. Anyone else have information about things going on? Wow, have you been downtown at night to describe the decorations? Now, everything changes, you know. Remember what it was like, and of course, you know, you can remember walking downtown during the Christmas season, going in one store, Frank's, and then Euler's, and then Kresge's, and smell those nuts, Rose, or the warm pecans, and remember that? That's the first thing you smelled when you walked in. But everything changes. You know, life changes. But it's a shame because a lot of things need not change. Now, I was wondering, too, about this hard candy that came in about half-inch lengths. And you could buy a sack of them. And on the ends of that candy were designs. And it must have been pretty clever the way they did that. You know, the factory had to stretch that out and then roll it up and make sure it was, when they rolled it up, it became a design. But do you see any of that on the market anymore? Okay, but good to hear the Y-Men Service Club, yes, is selling Christmas trees. And what's the date today? Oh, you better get busy. It's the 13th of December, and we're not that far away from Christmas Eve, are we? What, 11 days? Oh, it's coming right around. 11:22 and a half. Well, you might say it's 11:23. And it's been an informative morning, and I've got a couple of more prizes to give away. A couple more. And if I use up all my questions, then what do? I talk to you, or you talk to me. My next to the last question for today is, what cigarette advertised a treat for your T-zone? It was a treat for your T-zone. What cigarette advertised that? And now when you think about it, yeah, your T-zone, smoking gave you lung cancer. Now, I stopped back in 1983, but I have a little tiny spot on one of my lungs that has not moved in quite a while, and it better not. But that's probably a leftover from those old days of smoking. Oh my goodness, I smoked everything I could find. I used to enjoy buying pipes and getting strong tobacco. And occasionally chewing tobacco. Boy, those were my younger years. 11:24 is the time. So, what cigarette suited your T-zone? And T meant throat. Some people probably got throat cancer out of smoking that brand of cigarettes, or any cigarette, really. Okay. The cigarette that satisfied your T-zone. What was the name of it? 7403-39944. Hopefully it's been a long time since any of you smoked. And that's the one nice thing. You can go to public gatherings and seldom smell cigarette smoke. And when you do, it's pretty bad. Really, remember, and we were one of those smokers, a lot of us, we didn't know that we were polluting so much either. In fact, I quit smoking in 83, But working at WDIF, I worked with a young man who was a smoker, and I had to smell his leftover smoke for a long time, and that was not good. 1125, but that particular person later on became someone who tried to do everything healthy and stopped smoking. Okay. Suit your T-zone. What brand of cigarettes was that? 7403-39944. Remember now, the Y-Men Service Club sells Christmas trees behind the Jersey, where they've been for 100 years. Not quite 100. And the Nazarene Church has things, you know, to make you comfortable. You might want to, if you're in need, you might drop into the Nazarene Church. That's really nice of them to make that available. And then the coats for Christmas, that's all changed around now. You don't have all those pick-up and drop-off areas. 1127 right now. Well, I'm surprised that we're not getting an answer to satisfy your T-zone. That was a phrase used by a cigarette company for quite a while. And I'm trying to think, Old Gold, not Old Gold, was it? Old Gold cigarettes? They, a treat instead of a treatment, remember that? Yeah, a treat instead of a treatment. Baloney, right? Oh my goodness. All those advertising slogans to encourage us to smoke in another era. And now a lot of those people are dead, have died of lung cancer. My dad was a Camel cigarette smoker, and he didn't smoke the filtered ones. These were the unfiltered. And he developed lung cancer, and the cancer in with him, like a lot of other cases, migrated to the brain, and he had a brain tumor, and thank goodness came to Marion, to the Smith Clinic at that time, and had radiation treatments on his head. Otherwise, he couldn't move. He was paralyzed because of the pressure on his brain, but they zapped that, and I went in to feed him one day, and he said, "Hey, you don't need to feed me. I'm doing it myself." That lasted for 13 weeks, and then he passed away. But that was some relief, though, in the meantime. But now, thank goodness, people are not smoking like they once did. Now the worst thing, seems like, is texting in your car and not watching where you're going. Whew! It scares you when you look in your rearview mirror and you see somebody looking down at their lap, texting, and they're coming up behind you and they haven't put on their brakes yet. How many of those crashes occur every day? Woohoo, boy. Yeah, we're going through another era. The era that there's no comeback. It's going to just grow from here on. Electronics. And now when you think about it, all the young children that developed into scientists to bring about all this technology and understand it and bring new technology about, it's amazing. These ones were kids. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Hey, we better tone down here a little bit. We've got about a half hour left in the program today, and I'd like to hear from you. If you want to call and talk about anything for the Christmas season, or tell me what kind of, if you remember the candy that had the pattern on the ends of it, about a half inch long, hard candy. We'll be right back.
Santa Claus, Kris Kringle, Saint Nick.
Yes, there are a lot of ways to refer to Santa Claus.
Too many, if you ask me, Scott. With that many names, I am sure he has a lot of trouble boarding airplanes. Can you imagine an officer stopping Santa and asking him why his ID is reading Kris Kringle, which doesn't match his birth certificate, reading Saint Nick? Oh, boy. I hope President Trump doesn't hear of this.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the place for the holiday season.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Okay, we're back once again with about 29 minutes left in the program. Incidentally, did I tell you about it? On Channel 10.5, they have the most interesting programs that you could ever watch. And one the other day was the Crawler Transporter Made in Marion. It showed its operation and all the features about it. They never said where it was made, though. And they had real close-ups of all the mechanisms in it. And I thought that was so interesting. In fact, that was made in Marion, but we didn't get a mention. And as I think I've talked here, too, the fact that I talked to someone from NASA when they had their mobile unit down in Newark last year or the year before, I said, do you realize the Crawler Transporter was made in Marion? You mean Marion, Ohio? I said, yeah, that's right. He said, well, we didn't know that. Well, that's interesting, isn't it? An outfit that cost many, many millions of dollars. I guess they didn't need to know where it was made. Not all of them, but most of them are gone. The engineers that built that. And to see the engineering in that Crawler Transporter is unbelievable. And the amount of weight it could carry, the speed it crawled at, like 1 to 2 miles an hour at the most. They had to be so careful because they were carrying an upright rocket on it. 11:33 is the time. And if you have any connection with the any of the engineers that worked on that in Cape Canaveral, 740-383-9944. Okay, the T-Zone. What cigarette advertised a treat for your T-Zone? Okay, since I've got no answer on that, I'll go to the next one. That also involves a cigarette. What cigarette, and it came in a green and black package, I think it was, had the slogan LSMFT. What cigarette was that? They used to say LSMFT on programs they sponsored. Interesting. Now, there was also during World War II, maybe thereafter, there was a cigarette that came out called the Duke Cigarettes. Now, the interesting thing is, the lady who owned Duke, her dad did originally, she was a good friend of Louis Bromfield. In fact, if you go to Malabar Farm, you'll see a sign, Doris Duke Woods. And I think she must have supplied, here we go. Okay, caller, go. Yeah, go ahead, caller.
Yes, Charlie, your slogan or your initials?
Yes.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
Oh, I thought it was Lord Save Me from Truman.
No, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
Oh, you want a prize today?
No. My uncle used to smoke Lucky Strikes, and that's what he always said.
Yeah, and okay. You know, back in the 40s, we said, Lord, save me from Truman.
You're bad.
Yes, right.
No, that was what he always said it meant, because we always ask him about, the stuff that was written on the packages. We were in nosy little kids. So.
That's right. Remember the bullseye, like the red?
Yes. Yes, yeah. I do.
Yeah. Long time ago.
Yes, I do. But you have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Well, and we've learned today the Y-Men Service Club is selling live trees. If you go there, tell them you heard about it here on WWGH. Because there's nowhere else you could hear it from. 11:35 is the time. Okay, let me see. What else do I have? I've gone through all my questions today. Now, do you have a question? Okay. Oh, no, we didn't get to T-Zone, did we? No. What cigarette advertiser treat for the T-Zone? 7403-39944. I need to know that answer. What cigarette said a treat for your T-Zone? T meaning throat. Yeah, a treat for your throat, sure. Treat for your lungs, your throat, your brain. Oh, my. Yep, those were the days. And I've got pictures of the WMRN Christmas party back in the late 40s. And Jim Greiner, who was one of the Jim Greiner and Jimmy Dudley were the announcers for the Cleveland Indians for years and years. But Jim Greiner actually worked in Marion at WMRN before that. And at the Christmas party, he's waving two cartons of Camels above his head, like he won them or something. Jim Greiner died of lung cancer. No. So, what else do we have here? 11:30, we'll get out of the... What's happy? Does anyone remember the... Oh, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead.
This is just a guess.
Yeah.
Was it Salem?
No, it wasn't Salem. It was before Salem.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. All right, yeah. Yeah, the cigarette that was kind to your T-zone or was good for your T-zone, whatever. And this particular cigarette sponsored a quiz program on radio many years ago, of course. Yeah. Suit your T-zone. Yeah, it suited a lot of T-zones. But not forever. Okay. So, I come next week, I'll have to... Oh, here we go. Yes, okay, go ahead, caller.
Hi, Charlie. It's me again.
Yes.
This is just a guess on the T-zone. The Wing cigarette?
The what kind?
Wing?
Wings, no. It was more. It was a more famous cigarette than that.
Oh, my grandma smoked those, and those were menthol, so.
Oh, okay, yeah. My, I can remember my mother, during the war when Dad was in service, occasionally would smoke, and it was a... It was a cigarette that came out during the war made out of, I think, cabbage.
Cabbage. We were talking about it the other day. I don't know exactly when it was, but they actually made a cigarette out of dried lettuce.
Well, that must have been it, yeah.
And my husband was talking about it. It was supposed to have been better for you than tobacco.
And it would have been, yes, it was just lettuce.
Well, it would have still been smoke, I mean, in your lungs.
Yeah, it wouldn't have had the nicotine, though. That's the culprit.
No, it wouldn't have had the nicotine.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, there were a lot of different things came up, but I can remember every now and then she'd start smoking, and then she'd open the furnace door and throw in her cigarettes.
Well, she'd get to where she didn't need them anymore or didn't want them anymore.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
But, all right. Well, I thought that's the only menthol cigarette other than the Salem's that I could think of.
Okay, yeah.
Unless it would be Kohl's.
No, this wasn't. Well, this was not a menthol cigarette.
Oh.
But it suited your T-zone.
See, I was thinking, you know, to soothe your throat, it would be a menthol.
Yeah, you would think, yeah, that's what they thought it would do.
Yeah.
I can remember I used to smoke Kohl's.
Oh, my husband smoked them when we first met.
Oh,
and
really?
I smoked Winston, so.
Okay, yeah, a lot of people smoked Winston.
Oh, yeah.
And for a while, I smoked Pall Mall's.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was interesting because it wasn't spelled that way. It would
be Pall Mall?
Pall Mall, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
All Have a good day.
Okay,
Charlie.
You too. Okay.
Bye.
11:40 is the time, and I just thought of another one. I just thought of another. Another cigarette. I think it just escaped my mind, but I can remember Oh, here we go. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Was it Chesterfield?
No, it wasn't Chesterfield.
Ah.
Close to it, though.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. All right, yeah. Yeah, suit your T-zone. Okay, I was trying to think. There were so many different brands, but a man used to, I remember in Bucyrus, stood on a street corner every now and then passing out free Cavalier cigarettes. And you didn't have to be legal age. You know, kids could give them to kids. Oh, my goodness. Yep, those were the days. And I can remember, you know, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Was it Philip Morris?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Oh, and there was another cigarette that had Willie the Penguin. I'm Willie the Penguin. Remember that? What cigarette was that? Willie the Penguin. Yes, go ahead, caller. Are you there? Well, that's interesting. Okay, well, interesting. Yeah, okay. Willie the Penguin. What did Willie the Penguin smoke? Well, when you think back of all the different advertising schemes to get people to smoke, oh my goodness. But like I was saying, Doris Duke and Duke Cigarettes were just one. Did she own Liggett and Myers? I don't know. But it was a major thing. But she had a lot of money, and she financed occasionally Louis Bromfield. So he named Doris Duke Woods after her, if you ever over at Malabar. Okay. All right, go ahead, caller.
Camel.
Yes, Camel. Boy, that took a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Suit your T-zone. Yeah, well, that's great. Hey, would you like a prize today?
No.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you calling.
Okay.
Okay, bye. All right, yes. 11:43 is the time. We're up almost to break time here. Yes, suit your Camels. Now, Camels had a quiz program. In fact, they had two of them. The one was called LEMAC. The LEMAC quiz program. Now, how did you get, what was that? That was Camel, spelled backwards. Yeah. LEMAC. Do you remember that? I remember the announcer saying, and this month, LEMAC is going to give 8,000 cartons of cigarettes to our men overseas. You know, that might have, well, I tell you, men needed to have their nerves calm overseas, but eventually it led to, you know, a lot of cancer. But at the time, that was about all our soldiers had, you know, to, for any slight bit of comfort, was their cigarettes. Wow. 11:44. Little did they know, though, that eventually it would cause them problems. Okay, 11:44. We got 1 minute to break time here. I've gone through all the cigarettes I could. I'm trying to think now of any others that I could. Well, yes, Willie the Penguin. Yeah, what did Willie the Penguin advertise? Okay, 7403-39944. I'm Willie the Penguin. Remember that? Yeah. Willie the Penguin. Okay, it's break time here coming up on WWGH. Remember now, if you want a live Christmas tree, the Y-Man Service Club is behind the jersey. Selling live
I want
trees.
A hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind. Do you?
Oh, man, that song grates on my nerves.
No crocodiles, no rhinoceroses will do. I only want a hippopotamus, and hippopotamus like me too.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the place for the holiday season.
3, 2, 1. Oh no. Which button am I?
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear. Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Okay, we're back again with our final 15 minutes of program here until noon, and then at 12:15 until 1 o'clock, it will be Scott Spears and myself. Okay. Now, okay, Willie the Penguin, what did he advertise? And I can still see him. I don't know if it was his drawing or his cartoon on the cigarettes. It was in a lot of advertising. Willie the Penguin, what brand of cigarettes did he sell or advertise? Yep. Can you imagine all these advertising people that had lost all these accounts when they stopped smoking or stopped advertising cigarettes? It used to be a rather large job to come up with phrases to sell cigarettes. Wow. Willie the Penguin was one of them. Has it been that long ago that people have forgot about Willie the Penguin? How about, who was the spokesman for Philip Morris? That's the way he pronounced it. Philip Morris. Who was that man? Yeah, what was his name? He dressed like a bellboy. Remember that? Philip Morris? Yeah. What was his first name? 7403-39944. You see, all these different things. You could compile a book, I think, of advertising slogans, especially on tobacco. Now, on chewing tobacco, let me see what their phrase was, and you'll find it yet on barns all over the country. The guy that drew those original ads on barns is dead. What did it say? What did it say on the advertisement for the chewing tobacco? Here we go. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Willie the Penguin. Cool.
Yes, cools. All right. Yes. Hey, would you like a prize?
Oh, no, Charlie. I won it.
That's
just
right.
Won
yeah.
The
payroll. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Thank
bye.
You. Okay. Willie the Penguin. Yes. Smoke cools. Smoke cools. Remember that? Oh, my. Memories. Not good memories. At the time, they might have sounded good, but later on. And I see people now, you know, in nursing homes and everything, and some people, you know, smoke till the day they die. Wow. But if you want to, and you won't do it, if you wanted to get a taste of what it's like to do things to yourself that would last a long time, go through a nursing home. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Pouch tobacco.
Yeah, chew mail pouch tobacco. Oh, boy.
You still see that on barns sometimes.
That's right, yes. Boy, those are signs or collector's items.
Yep. Yeah. They sure are.
Yeah. Hey, can I give you some zoo tickets?
Nope, I'm not eligible,
all right.
Charlie.
Very good.
Okay, thanks.
See ya. All right. Yeah, very good. it's now 11:50. Yeah, Willie the Penguin, smoke cools, smoke cools. Oh, golly. What else is there? Yeah, mail pouch chewing tobacco. Mail pouch. Yeah, you know what a mail pouch is. You carried mail in it. a lot of times on a horse. And, yeah, that was, those mail pouch signs. Now they have reproductions of mail pouch signs on little things you can buy in stores, little souvenir items that say, chew mail pouch. And was there a slogan underneath that, chew mail pouch, it tastes better? No. What was it? Was there anything else? Chew mail pouch. What else did I miss what the lady said? But, yeah. Phrases all... Oh, and driving down the road, we used to see signs not for any tobacco items, but for something we used on our face. Now, what was that that we used on our face that was advertised along the highways? And it appeared all over the country. Now, here's something else. If you're observant, now you may have never noticed this, but where you see a sign that says kids playing, look at the kid pictured. Now, some of the kids have belts with holes in. Some have long caps on their head. The standard is, just children at play or whatever. But there are numerous different designs of children at play. You'll find them all over the country. And this is something I used to do when I was doing bus tours of the country. I would keep my eyes open for new signs of that nature. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Signs along the road, was that Burma Shave?
Yeah, Burma Shave. Yes, indeed. I guess they still sell it, don't they?
Oh, I don't know.
but looking at men of today, they don't sell many razor blades either.
No. Or deodorant.
Yeah, right.
Hey, thanks.
Okay, fine.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, yeah. Burma Shave. Oh, my. That was something. And now, those Burma Shave signs, if you could get a whole series of them, you could sell them for a good bit of money. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And the closest to the Burma Shave would be at Mom Wilson's north of Delaware, where they have those signs along the road. And what they're imitating is Burma Shave. And that's pretty clever, too. And are there other places that have signs like that along the road? Like Mom Wilson now? I'm sure there must be. Of course, Mom Wilson has, quite a few of them. And Burma Shave had quite a few, too. But they had the most clever sayings on the Burma Shave signs. You know, they all had a... something funny to say. And usually, if you thought about it for a while, the funny things they said had a really good meaning about driving, usually. 11:54 is the time right now. And let me see what else is going on. Candy-wise, are people still making that candy that different flavors? It's hard candy. And you put it in a sack and gave it to people. But first you poured some confectioner sugar on it, kind of like a powder, to keep from sticking together. Remember that? You should. I'm sure somewhere somebody has laid down their smartphone and made some of that. I think that has changed the way we live. The smartphone, which may be smart, but has changed the way we live. Now, I can sit down with my smartphone and read it all night long, but I'm always looking up different things. I'm curious. And Google is one of the greatest things for my curiosity, to identify various titles and phrases and things in life. It's really interesting. Facebook, though, even though it has some goodness, it has some badness too. Facebook, oh, you've got to be careful because, well, as you know, not everything you see on Facebook is 100% true. And so it goes. 11:55 is the time. And we've got a few minutes left here in the program. Any of you know anything about candy that's not readily available today? Like I was saying, that hard candy that came, you made it in different flavors. Remember that? You laid it out and let it dry, and then you broke it up into pieces and sprinkled it with powdered sugar to keep it from sticking together, and put it in a bag and say, hey, how would you like some candy? I'd go for some of that right now. And what other Christmas? And that one I'm talking about, it was about a half inch long that had a pattern, a design in the both ends. It was, I would like to see how they were made. Now, if you go to, on television, 10.5, you'll see all kinds of things like, well, you saw the crawler transporter. I saw a Bucyrus Erie shovel. And everything you can imagine that's manufactured, you'll see it on, you know, occasionally. It's really interesting. And candy especially. Wow. And I think it showed them making Tootsie Rolls. And like I said yesterday, Tootsie Roll, the company, or the two people from Marion, a father and a son, the father invested in Tootsie Rolls. And I don't know how many stocks he started out with, but he ended up being a millionaire. And then some of that stock he used to buy Pepsi and other top-rated stocks. Really interesting. And to talk to this man, you would never know that if he passed over, he'd be worth $1 million. And his son the same way. You know, 11:57 is the time. Some of you might know who I'm talking about. I won't mention their name, but yeah, very interesting people investing in such a common thing as Tootsie Rolls. But Tootsie Rolls have always been so popular, and still are, and always will be, apparently. And they're nothing that's so full of sugar that the sugar dominates. That's not right. One other thing. I could have asked this today. What product advertised 10, 2, and 4? A drinking product that wanted you to drink it 10, 2, and 4. Why would they say that? Can you call quickly on that one? 10, 2, and 4. What product was that? It was a liquid product. Soda pop. 10, 2, and 4. I don't see that on the bottles anymore. But it did, for a long time, have printed on the bottle 10, 2, and 4. And really, that's when they wanted you to drink it. But why? Why would they want you to drink it 10, 2, and 4? And it's one of the most popular soft drinks on the market today. It's kind of like renewing its popularity. Now, what is it? What product is that? Quickly. I've got a little over a minute left in the program today. Here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Dr. Pepper. Yep.
Okay, would you like a prize?
No, thank you.
Okay, well, thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
Okay, bye. Okay, well, we're nearing the end of our rope here. 11:59 and a half already. Oh, my goodness. Where is this day gone? But it did go. And it's now 12 o'clock Eastern Daylight
Time. You're
listening
to WWGH Radio LP 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the place for holiday fun. For legendary actor and spokesperson for Quaker Oats, Wilford Brimley, reading 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
It was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas would soon be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while drinking some sugar plums danced in their heads. Ma and her kerchief, me and my cap, just settled down for a long winter's nap. Then, out on the lawn, there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, threw up the sash. The moon on the crest of the new-fallen snow. With a little old driver, so lively and quick, I knew in a moment that must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came. He whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Prancer and Vixen. On Comet, on Cupid, on Donder and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away. Dash away. Dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky, so up to the